Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let it go, your highlands, jackets hit the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Come on, we from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on, you know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. Can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? Huh? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Me, let them have it, the click clacking, I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. The hottest nigga on the grind. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line. Yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time. Yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. Uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. Okay. You're a mommy and cake, evidently you're sweet. Sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Let's get the tunes and we'll just start the radio.
No leaf from the pages to the airwaves, and we're going to get it on the poppin'. We always do.
DJ Jabaga with your girl tonight, and that intro you heard was
the Block of Anthem from Jay Ray. I was about to say the name of the show again. Yep. That's exactly what you heard. Block of Anthem. Jay Wright, and as I always say, that will be always the intro to this show. I might do, you know, when he mentions the name Black O, when he says the B-L, the A-K, to the A-K, okay, whatever how he says it, I might, you know, put that, and could just use that part of the intro. But I like the song, so I'm going to leave the whole song. Yep, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I like the song, so I'm going to leave the whole song. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Take a nice sip of my drink to get started. Oh, boy. You know. Still talking about, you know, his house, both of his houses in Miami and L.A. got raided. His sons was in handcuffs. And, you know, we talked about this on Six in a Row, where the producer who put out, I think his name is Ron, that came into his lawsuit the same day that Diddy got raided. So it's like, it's kind of like he set the raid in motion by amending his lawsuit, which was 70 pages. Now it's a 90 lawsuit. And remember, in the original one, he mentions males Cuba Gooding Jr., Chris Brown, Usher, and these are the celebrities he named that were there. And in the second, his amended one, more names added to the situation. He was saying that at Diddy's house, that the staff would have these Prada pouches, and the Prada pouches would be full of drugs. They'd be full of cocaine, GHB, I think either Xanax or ecstasy. One of those two were in that pouch. And if you needed it, you just, you know, I guess you call them over and they go in the pouch and they give it to you. In all these years of getting to know Diddy through what we see through media, on TV and stuff like through the music, I wouldn't perceive Diddy. And if he was, the only thing I would think would be marijuana. I think they had marijuana as well. But that's what I would think. Maybe smoking marijuana. I wouldn't think he'd be sitting in his crib doing bumps of cocaine, or sitting in his crib popping Xanax or ecstasy pills. Like when you hear stuff about people, that's not what you pictured in your mind what this person would be hung around this person. And a lot of people said Diddy's had legendary parties, but I'm not thinking to this extent to where everybody's drinking and drugging. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not thinking to that extent. And if he never really was, excuse me, y'all, if he never really was a drug user, who got him hooked on drugs? And nobody just out of the blue winds up, no one out of the blue becomes a drug user. Somebody had to introduce to your other choice. I had to introduce you to the cocaine, to the Xanax, to ecstasy, to GHB. I had to introduce you to that. You don't say, as a person who grew up in New York City, the Bronx, I've seen people do drugs, and I wasn't fascinated to be like, oh, I got to try. I got to try that. No. Yes, I've smoked weed. Yes, I have smoked weed in my life. But weed ain't really nothing. I wasn't a hardcore smoker, but I wasn't saying to myself, I gotta try that. No, people were smoking it. They passed it my way. I tried it. It was alright. Wasn't nothing spectacular about it for me to be like, I gotta constantly have it all the time. No. I've seen people do cocaine. Seeing them do it, they didn't want to go, oh, I gotta do it.
Like, we try things in our life that once we try it, that one time, it has close, and it ain't for me. Just like, you know, I remember when mess tabs were the thing back in my day when I was growing up. It was these little tiny pills that you take. And they also had it where, like, the paper form where you put the paper on your tongue and dissolve on your tongue. But with this little tiny pill you take it, it's supposed to, like, make you hallucinate. I tried it once. I didn't do anything. I'm like, that's a waste of time back in the day. I don't know if they still make this drug. But at the time, this little pill was $5. Tiny little pill was $5. You take it, it's supposed to make you feel nice, have mate. And you know, as a young person, you get curious, you want to try things, and you try it once, whatever. And once you try it that one time, you know, it isn't something you would ever try again. For me, I didn't. I tried it that one time, and it didn't do anything. Everybody else who tried it, that I tried it with all that time, like saying they were like saying they hallucinating, like being in their bedroom. You know, back in the day, we used to have the posters on the wall, and they had a poster on the wall of Bobby Brown. It was like they look at the poster, thinking about Bobby Brown talking to him. You know, but it's a poster. I just want to say, for you youngins out there now, I get it, you might be hanging around some people who do certain drugs. That's something you should do it. Because drugs affect everybody differently. Okay, drugs affect everybody differently. Because one person can be all nice, calm, and collective. The next person can be hallucinating. And you got to be careful nowadays with doing drugs is because people lace their drugs. And when I say there's been many stories where people have taken drugs that were laced and messed their life, not their life, but high function in life. Like where I live at, I haven't seen him in a while. In a long time, but you could say, you know how these place has like that on the street that's only on because it's a drug. I guess you could say he's the bum of the street, but not really, because he had family to go to. You know, he wasn't living on the street. He had place to go. He had a place to go. It's not like he was in the streets, but the story that I was told, who told me the story, I overheard that back in his day, he was trying some drugs. The drug was laced, and it messed up his. He walked down the street, you know him, because every time he walked down the street, he messed himself. So him trying out drugs messed up his too. And I get it. you might be doing certain drugs, and they may say to you, may ask you to try, and you say no, you keep saying no, and then they pay for you to do it, and end up doing it. That's why I said these aspects are different. They're used to doing those drugs. You're not. You understand what I'm saying? You're used to doing those drugs and you're not. It'll feel differently. I was on weed for the first time. I was high as hell. We was out, my friends were outside. At that time, I was like, oh, time to go in. Right, going on the subway, going home. I go as hell. And at this time, we had TV in the living room. I wound up turning on watching the TV in the living room, laying on the couch. And for some reason, my mother could figure out I didn't do anything. She figured out I was high as hell, unless she could smell it. Normally, you know, smoking weed, gets in your clothes, so you can, if it's a smell, everybody's gonna smell it on you. Put it that way. But yeah, and then the next time I smoke, I wind up passing out from smoking, and it's not because of weed. I don't see and why I say this is not for everybody. You never know that you have a mental condition until you try some drugs. You try a drug that you know you ain't supposed to be trying, and you go, because I smoked the weed, and people were mad because they couldn't, because I was hanging out with my friends. And there was someone mad that they couldn't smoke with, that they went and lied to my brother and told him that they laced it with something, and that's why I passed out. But come to find out, the reason why I passed out from after smoking was because I was anemic, and they know it. Yep. I was anemic. Didn't know, because this time I was still in my late or my early 20s, like 20s, and I was going to college all in Manhattan, and I'm from school, and I'm riding the train back home, and I passed out the train. The cops came on the train, asked me if I'm all right. I passed out, and when I went to the doctor, that's when the doctor told me I was anemic. That's why I passed out. And then that brought me back to the time I smoked that weed in that past, because I was anemic. When you low, when your body's low, if you have a low density of iron, vitamins that your body needs, you have a low deficiency of it, it will affect you in some kind of way. It will affect you kind of without you knowing you have a low deficiency of it. So I got put on iron pills, and I had to keep taking the iron pills. I didn't pass up my lady, and you know, because I'm like, My friends went, the people saying that because they were mad, because they, see, this is the thing. Now, people who smoke or do whatever they do drug-wise, but I hate, even though I haven't smoked weed in years, I hate is people want to
which they put in with it. Like, oh, now we, they want which they ain't put no money in towards it. They ain't buy no Philly blunt for you to roll blunt, or they ain't buy white out for you to roll joint. They ain't none of that. They want to smoke it. And I think at that time when that this happened to me, you know, they made that up saying that my friends tried, they was saying, because they were mad that my friends went and let them smoke. Then chipped in. Everybody chipped in. They gave a little something towards the weed or got the Philly blunt, the paper, whoever was using the smoke, money. You didn't. You can't just come share with us and think you get some of this when you didn't chip in. That's how my friends felt. If you didn't chip in, we're not giving you. When they're sharing with you, and for them to put that, you know, for them to put that narrative out there, it's like, not, you don't, those aren't your friends, don't need to hang. My friends are anything to me. Like I said, drugs affect everybody differently. Because nothing happened to my friend. So I'm the only one that something happened to. Like I said, drugs, certain drugs affect, even over-the-counter drugs affect the person. The person has a cold and it's, oh, this medicine to help get rid of your cold. And you take it and have a allergic reaction to it. Like, you know, when you go to the hospital and they say, oh, we got to give you penicillin. When I used to go to the doctor's appointment, and I had to go to the hospital, they ask the question, what are you allergic to? She would say, shellfish, and she would say, penicillin. If she didn't say that and they gave penicillin, they can cure. They're not giving her something she's allergic to without them knowing. They didn't know. If you don't tell the doctor you're allergic to, as if you have an allergic reaction to anything, don't tell the doctor what you're allergic to and they give it to you. Reaction, it can close up your throat. That allergic reaction affects you. And close, just like if you're allergic to nuts, if you tell someone you're allergic to nuts, they give you something with nuts in it, you're going to have an allergic reaction. It's going to close up your throat. You know what I'm saying? If you're allergic to shellfish, when you go, if you're a person allergic to shellfish, and you go to the restaurant, right? You go to the restaurants, right? You have to let them know that you're allergic to shellfish if they serve shellfish in a restaurant. You have to let them know because they cannot, any shellfish they cook in the same grease as some fries. They cannot eat. They have to put fresh oil in. They have to drain. They have to cook your food in fresh oil because they're using it shellfish. That oil they cook that fries in. They've been throwing that shellfish in there, doing fried shrimp. However they cook the shellfish, use the same pan and anything because the shelf touched it. I remember
day, I met one day, this is ago. And I almost made my mother biologically happy. Because earlier that day, like, for lunch, I made shrimp. And I had tomato sauce, like to make a sauce, tomato sauce with it. And I had some of that sauce left over. And so for dinner, I made some stew. And I used that same sauce I made the shrimp, put in the stew, not realizing the shrimp in that. My mother's allergic to shellfish. And when she had she was in the stew and felt a tingle on her tongue. She's like, you put seafood in there? I said, no, seafood in there. Not realizing that the leftover sauce from the food from the shrimp I put in there for made her tongue tingle. Luckily, there was no actual shrimp in there to where it would have worked. I'm sending my own mother to the hospital reaction because I put the left sauce from shrimp in fish stew. Like I said, those who have a rashes of foods, if those foods your dish, you have to make a dish, but like if it's a shrimp dish, you can, like, say that you do shrimp rice, right? You cook the shrimp only from the rice and add that on the side, and the person who's a vegetarian, you just in the rice, and then those who eat shrimp put the shrimp on their plate. So this way, everybody gets to eat the meal without, you know, they got shrimp and you can't. And people eat that, that when they cook, they gotta be mindful that this person has an allergic reaction to shellfish or whatever they may be cooking. Be careful. So yeah. So I'm basically saying that, you know, with the Diddy situation, I didn't Diddy to be a drug user. I really didn't. A lot of people we don't pegged on to be drug users, and then we found out, yeah, they were users. Crazy part. It's like, yeah, these people are users. And they say, yes, I see this. You know, the eyes, nothing. And I don't see the eyes or anything that you know this person is a drug user. Alcohol is a drug as well. And a lot of times when you drink alcohol, they do get good eyes as well. They get glossy eyes as well. And they get glossy eyes as well. Yeah, so, you know, I'm, you know, sharing my story and with about this Diddy situation because, you know, when I think about it here, at this person, yeah, I have to say I look
really like my hero. Hear that person you hear all the time, you never hear, oh, Diddy's a big time dude. Never hear. And it's like you don't hear that. So crazy that you don't hear that. And now we're throwing out these lawsuits, now everything comes out about the person. Everything comes out about the person. We lost, and it's like, wow. And you know they had the term in drug addict. They had that term functioning drug addict, meaning that the person can do their self function normally and you don't even know. Yeah. Like you wouldn't even know. There could be a friend of yours, right, that's a functioning drug addict, and you don't even know that they were on drugs because the way they carry themselves. And the way they carry themselves, you don't even know. Until you start noticing because it's getting bad for them, the drugs are taking their life. Because there are people functioning drug addicts, still go over their 5, and still get from their 9 to 5, they're still using. But they don't use it, they can't get up and go to their 9 to 5. You know, do that. You know. And the situation, Doug is like, he's taking this, he's like, the man ain't been convicted, so he's convicted, I'm going to tear this down. And I get it. It's like, Diddy's being torn down by people. Because once this came out, the lawsuit came out from the producer that was working with him on the album, and he said he paid, and then he put out a lawsuit. You know, people been, you know, saying some stuff already. And it's like, not court said if he did all this stuff. This is public opinion. People are like, he did it. I believe he did it. I'm not saying that Diddy may not have done it. I'm just saying, taking the word of somebody. You're taking the word of this guy. Who's saying all. He's taking the word of this guy. And all this stuff already. But he could be saying this just so that he can get money. Because remember, he said he didn't pay him for producing on his The Love album. He said he didn't pay him. Right? Right? So he got it, right? Diddy ain't pay him. So he could be doing all of this to ensure he get his money from Diddy. Now what if all of this stuff was made up of this dude putting a lawsuit? And only paying all of this to make him look like the bad guy and to get money that he's owed for producing a Love album. saying, what if that's the case, right? The case. Just think about it. What if that was the case? He was just to get money, just to get money out of Diddy. Well, all these situations Diddy is in, because Cassie sued him for 30 also to see if he could get money from Diddy. See what I'm saying? What if that's what they were doing? Doing that just to get money out of Diddy, because they know Diddy, and they figure since he's selling Cassie, maybe he'll settle with us quickly and we'll get money. I'm just... What if all of it turned out a lie? And in the court of public opinion, I think people would be saying through, you know, social media, when posts made about Diddy, they put their two cents out there, and then say that these people are lying. Oh. I fucked my own self up. If that was the case, what if this all turns out is all I, nothing really happened, and this person got Diddy's house waiting for nothing. Cause take all your computers and go to your computers and find nothing. Take all the paperwork out your house, go through the paperwork and find nothing. Go through all your paperwork or whatever. Go through all that paperwork and find nothing. I'm not saying these people are lying. I'm just saying giving you a scenario, because they have been, look at that, my back day with Al Sharpton, up into Juana Brawley, and come to find out it was all a lie. Al Sharpton was helping to Juana Brawley, and come to find out it was all. I don't want another Tawana Brown situation where we condemn a person. We condemn a person that we're condemning Diddy, and then turns out all of it was a lie, except for because of what happened with Cassie, we know it's not a lie. But what the other people are just jumping the bandwagon, saying that it happened to them when it really didn't, and that the person that happened to was Cassie. I'm just saying. When you think of, what if, you know, that this in the situation is just Cassie. You know what I'm saying? What if it's putting up about Diddy? I'm tired of talking about Diddy, even though Diddy is a topic of discussion. I'm tired of talking about Diddy.
Let's talk about things. Well, I know y'all got to remember making the band. So earlier I watched interview with one of the girls in the band where Diddy was making the group game. And she had a lot to say. She had nothing bad to say about Diddy. She said the only person in that situation she didn't get along with was Aubrey. She got along with everybody else. She just didn't. She's talking about her. She said, like, when they were doing a photo shoot, Aubrey was on photo shoot. Like, yep. Shoot. And when they performed as the opening act of Backstreet Boys, her team, that was the challenge, her team did the best, but none wound up being the ones picked to be a part of the Dairy King. Because I started off with Aubrey, Shannon, I think her, and it was one more, it was Dawn, and then it was Dawn, and then one of the girls left, and D. Woods came into the mix. D was one of the girls left and D came, or D one of the girls and D came into the mix. So, a thing that she shared that not found it on, but like, when somebody says something, you look at them crazy. I kind of look. You know, even if she didn't get picked to be a part of the group, that Diddy was going to offer her. I think Diddy went to sign her, and Andre Harrell, of all people, was cool, who's Diddy's store, told the girl not to sign with Diddy. She could have herself a career. Andre Harrell told her not to sign with Diddy. Andre Harrell was in the midst of trying to help her, stopped. And but when I sat there thinking, like, Andre Harrell told you not to sign with Diddy. And you assume, and you said Diddy's offer, but for Andre Harrell, because I think Andre Harrell knew how good of a singer she was, out of all those girls, knew how good of a singer she was and what he could do with her. And I think he wanted her to have, they want you to have a long career, but a lot of these artists, some don't always get that long career. So you remember the first band, Diddy had them walk 2 years and get him some cheesecake, but season of making the band. When Diddy had his restaurants, they were working at service Diddy's restaurants. that they had to do that. she said she realized once things that she Andre her take off, she would go to these speakeasy type places, and you know, I guess he would take her for her to sing. You know, for her to sing, and that's what she would do. And then, like, it stops. You know, on her left, just left. And this is at the time that she was speaking, making the band and all that stuff. She said, she was in college. Her mother told her, oh, looking for making the band. And her mom, but she said she did it for her mother. Her how to do it, she did it for her mother. And she said, you know, there was, I guess, there was a man making the band and liked it so much. He said in the dark, helped him get out of the dark, so he lost his purse and left him a lump sum of money. Nice to invest in her career. And her lawyer set it up to where he will recoup, she gets a deal, he will recoup his money. But if she don't get a deal, he lose money, and he can't come. So, if she didn't even get it there, he wouldn't be able to come after her for that $100,000. And she said, use that. Hence, she signed with Jimmy Henchman for men by herself. They recorded some songs for EP, so at least she had that tucked away. And then, you know, whoever henchman signed, he had a team. So it was, for our treatment. And he said, he had a sign to her, took her to Atlantic Records. The guy's like, I've been looking for you. Because I think a year had passed since making the band that, when after you do the show, if you want someone from the show, you can capitalize off of it and make a deal. He gave us some sound advice. He told her that, sign you, we get in advance, we sign you, the head person, the CEO, the person at the company, could see you and not like it at all, and then you, all I work put into making an EP and not like it at all. So, have music, like, with producers or music and not like it at all, and because I'm trying to deal with the label, I can't remember what it was. I'm an artist. I don't remember who it was. Was stuck in a 7-hour deal with the label. Right? Stuck with a 7-hour deal with the label. Now, just think about the artists being stuck. You know, a lot of these artists, I think, should be signing their life away on that contract. Oh, they're happy to sign this on level on that contract. Yeah. And A&R gave us a raise. And she didn't take the deal. She didn't get a lucky deal. She got her contract with Jimmy Henchman and for management. Because I think she said $100,000 for the publicist. I do not want to be stuck to a label. I do not want to be stuck to a label deal with for 7 albums. And back in the day, you were only allowed, you were allowed to put out an album for 2 years. So we're in 2024. If I got signed today, if I got signed in this year, my album is not coming. Every 2 years, well, the artist was allowed to put out music. So, think. We're in 2024. Your music ain't dropping to 2026. If you got signed in 2023, then your music ain't coming out to 2025. Every year deal. You figure the world. Now, I can give you my music only coming out in 2 years. There's no way. And then, in between, not letting you work on it. And you work on any music while. Once I'm signed, start working on whoever my A&R, whoever A&R is assigning me, like, what producer you have lined up for me to go into the studio with, hit them up now to see when they're available. Have a list of producers, I would say, because you're new, you know, you do, instead of doing a full album, you do an EP, this way people get to know your art as an artist, and then you come out with, you know, next time you're able to do music, you come out with your debut album. Doing an EP would give them a taste. You understand? I'm doing an EP will give them a taste. Right? And the EP is about, I think an EP is 5 to 7 songs. And then you do, as you're working on the EP, you work on your album as well. You can do both at the same time. Because remember, I said EPs 5 to 7 songs. You work on a bunch of songs, and out of those songs, you'll pick 5, 7 of those songs as your EP. And if any songs you have that have written to it, do your debut. You do your debut album. Let's say if you out of the 7, let's say 3 songs out of that 7 got remixes on it. You know, after they drop the main version, they come and, you know, by the way,
the original version is played, get the airplay, they come back and throw the remix. The remix. Excuse me. I say the five songs have five songs, five different producers. Right? You put these songs out for people to get to know you. Let's say they say, why is EP out? Let's say January next year. Let's say you say you're going to drop the album January of the next year when your album. So this is what you're doing. Those songs have remixes to them. Version doesn't have a part to it, but the remix version has a part to it. The remix version can be your lead-up single, even though they heard the song, but the fact that the remix version can be the lead-up single for your album. The reason why I do this is because we know the song. It was add a rapper to it and you dropping with the version, dropping the version with the rapper, you have your album. And with the rapper is on your album, the new one was on the EP. So, you know, get your good rapper. Think of, I'm a get rapper or I'm Drake. No. A new artist, get a new up and rapper. Who's good? That part. This way you're helping each other out. Like if that song that needs a singer on it, use his song, he helps each other out. So his fans will be getting to know you, your fans will be getting to know him as a rapper. Yep. Each other out. And so people, if they want that album, the EP will hold them over to release the album. But the way to put the remix out with the rapper on it, that's dope because when they look for it, they're going to be looking for it when you're. Oh, it's on the album. Yeah. Oh, it was something I wanted to share with y'all. I posted it on my Facebook. I saved it because I want to share it with y'all. Story. It says, the New Jersey father who sent his mother on food giveaway with his 9-year-old son handing out 75 food boxes. Strange, his son runs for their generosity. Not to that. City of
a bunch of homeless people. Always train them. And, you know, they ask you, you got a dollar, and you spend change. Some of them, can you help me get something to eat? In New York City, I never give money because I know a lot of them are begging for money so they can not, because they want food. It's so they're taking the money that you being nice and to them, taking it, buying drugs with it. They're not getting food, they're buying drugs with it. Some of them are not, may not be drug addicts, alcohol, drug, and you give it to them, say they're hungry or they're thirsty, them some liquor. Getting them a small bottle, the first time they're in, they're getting a fifth, whatever liquor it is, they're getting a fifth of it. And food, they don't care about they uses drugs, they're using it to get themselves, or if they're alcoholic, they're going to get that. It's not going to do. This is why most person comes up to me about them something to eat. Because I've heard many stories where, you know, they eat something to eat, I eat, you know, and the person's okay, and they, you know, or they might have a sign, and the person helping is like, okay, I'll go buy something to eat. Giving him the money. I shared a story where he was in McDonald's, going to eat, homeless, saying they were hungry. He offered by the McDonald's, but they didn't really want McDonald's, they wanted the money. And they came out of McDonald's. There's a party out of McDonald's. In and brought down. But that's why I say a lot of them are not looking at food. They use their money to go get some drugs, or they use their money to go buy some alcohol. Because they are on drugs, and because they drink too much, they admit that in homeless. But the drugs and the drink are more important than going to 9-5. You go to your 9-5, you can't pay your rent. You can't pay your rent, you get evicted. Yep. So like I said here, it's a long story, but you know, someone commented, congratulations, teaching your child how to give others the life lesson you can give. The bet that give to the, love the Lord God with all your heart, your brother and your sister as yourself. Way to go. Many, that's 75 boxes of food. Just how many single mothers out there are struggling, that would help. But you know what? That's what they do. I appreciate that they did it. And I hope they continue to do it.
But there are some people who are ungrateful. People who are ungrateful. Like I'm saying with one person, you know, talking about you hungry, someone's offering you food and then you want that shit because you really want the money. Well, people, when it comes to people handing out actual food, some will take, there are some who will take it, and those who are ungrateful, and what's in the bag and say, I don't want this shit. Knowing that they need it, they really been eating, knowing they need it, but here they go, I don't want it. And then hours later, realized they should have taken that shit. They hungry. We have to stop being ungrateful. Be grateful for what we have. If somebody offers something, it is. You know, you be nice and turn the person and say, this is not for me. You can be nice and say that. You're homeless and they're offering you what kind of food it is. You be grateful and you take it so you have food to eat. You don't have no money to go buy. You can't go to McDonald's. You don't have no money to buy McDonald's. You homeless. You are thankless, meaning, and what I mean by that is, like, there are people who go out and feed the homeless because they have fish they need to be doing. And it's like, they do it for the recognition. They do it, that's something they want to do. But so that's what they're doing. There are people who do these things like that and some do it with the recognition. They want to be talking about them. Like people who go out giving away money or do something to somebody, but they filming it because they want the recognition. That's why you gotta be thankless when doing stuff like that. So yeah. Appreciate this is a new you say what? We're in New Jersey, but it's Jersey. But you know what? Like this moment that I'm thinking the people that start these foundations like the help the homeless and all this stuff are doing it and I say happy because I'm like are they doing because this is what they really want to do, or are they doing it? Because even though it's a non-profit, you still make look at the Red Cross and all these non-profit organizations that are worth billions of dollars. I think people get into want to do these a lot. Not all people. Some people get into it money. If you think of it, right? You think about it, and the person who thought of the cross, you know, their company is worth billions of dollars, but I read somewhere or I said they don't give a certain amount to the cause. So if we raise money and we raise $1 billion, only giving the cause, let's say out of that billion, let's say I think a lot of charities, non-profit are scared. Money for these causes when we have natural disasters, stuff like that. Like, we have these natural disasters. We go into that natural disaster cause. They give somebody to keep for themselves. Why is me down to bump me? So yeah, my bad. Yeah. I said, when you do it from the heart, you'll be blessed. When you do something from the heart, you're blessed by God. When you do it for the recognition of it all, to be recognized for doing and selfless, and you know, so yeah, let's see. I think I should put on 6 in a row. Woman by the name Sunita Dutt. She signed a multi-million-dollar deal with the Football Association. Yep. It's a multi-million-dollar deal. Women's WFLA. Be the just like the WNBA, the WNFL. If they're gonna have a women's league, it should be WNFL. That's how I see it. But that means multi-million deal. You the first woman. So, weeks back, I think I talked about when the segment that kitchen and I will be cooking tips and all that. And it was the role that I did the show. I think I did it and I was ask me up. Excuse me. Ask me if y'all like the segment. We'll keep doing it. I think I'm going to deep dive kitchen segment. And I'm going to do it right now. So. Monday. I made sure. It is 6 chilling. For those of you who like chili, some of you may do black beans, some of you may do just beans to make it chili. I think you can change that when you make your chili. Use different beans. Use different
seasonings when making your chili. You can use the cured beef to make chili. That's what they use. That's the right way to make chili. It was ground beef. The original way of making chili wasn't beef. It was cured beef. It was cured beef. Take a sip of my drink because I get hiccups. Cubed up beef for all, you know, spices in it that you would put in for chili. And I was, and chili was never cut out beans. It was just the meat. But, you know, they're adding the beans. And, yeah, I started adding beans. You could do ground turkey, ground chicken, or you can dice up a chicken breast and use that. You could dice up a chicken breast and use that. Really, no matter what you put in there. There are people who eat ostrich. And you use that. There's people, which is deer. That. You can use pork. That pork cube, just a big cube. You could cut it up. Cut the cubes up. You have chili pork. We don't want to use cubes. You could use pork. Yep. You can use that with your chili. Now, like I made beans. Now, bean chili, I use a can of black beans, a can of pinto beans, a can of cannellini, a can of Roman, can of beans, which is really, it looks like a kidney bean, a lighter, very lighter version of a kidney bean. So I said I had Roman, cannellini, black bean, kidney, and the pink bean. Now, one corn, a golden sweet corn in can. And have things, use ground turkey. Yep. And I usually like get in the flea bag and I'm making sure sometimes I'm throwing some diced tomatoes, not tomatoes in the can. The reason why I don't like the diced, fresh diced tomatoes, because you know when you're cooking that long, you know that you put in there, break, you know, like, and put in there the fresh tomato, because I know when I be making breakfast and I use fresh tomato, it's going to break down, and I don't want it to stay way it is, so that's why I use the can version because it doesn't break down like fresh tomato. So I use one can. You can either use one can of crushed tomato or tomato sauce or puree. It's either or. Add some tomato paste on too. Now, if you use a fresh bean, then yeah, I would say go with the kidney, the black bean, whatever you want to make your chili. If you're using fresh beans, you can do the kidney, switch it up. It doesn't matter the brand, your cheap beans, whatever brand, store brand, whatever. whatever six beans you like, if it's just by yourself, you need to make six beans chili. If it's by yourself, you need to make this six recipe is for those who are feeding a large family. Those who feed a large family. If it's you, if you want to switch it up, it's just you. You can make cannellini beans. And you can make the cannellini beans basically kidney beans. You can take the cannellini beans. Like I say, you can use diced up chicken. Like cook a chicken, dice it up. Use ground chicken and make chili. Using the white beans. So, you know, the spices that I use is the adobo with bouillon, or has a bouillon. Onion powder, black powder, black pepper, chili powder. Yep. And you know, when you see people make beans, they take the can and say, oh, drink the juice, then wash your beans, because beans have salt. I do drain them. I'll take one can beans and put in the pot, and then I'll drain the rest. I won't rinse them off, because, right, even though I added seasoning, the salt that's on those beans can help enhance the flavor. I rinse them off. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a dish that you make for your family. Are you making it for yourself? I would say ground turkey, right? If you're making it just for yourself and you want it last, you want to make it last for like, say, maybe 2 days, because you don't eat the same for a whole week. Like, I see people, you know, doing meal prep and they eating the same thing the whole time. Because trust me, I don't have a problem with eating leftovers. I don't know why to want something different. But I just feel like if you take it for lunch for work, but you cook something different for dinner, I can see that. Fine. You save yourself money on lunch at work. But, yeah. And so, you know, that's what I made for today's dinner was chicken parm. I know how to make chicken parm. But for those who don't know how to cook, I would say your best bet is when making chicken parm is use the thin sliced chicken parm. Because if you get the thick chicken parm, you're going to want to break that down to get how many slices you want. If you're feeding a large family, if it's yourself, you get a small pack, one box ready, one jar of sauce, you get your cheese, good juice, and that small pack. Not the family pack. In the small pack, you're going to get about five thinly sliced. So you're either going to get about five or four thinly sliced crust. And just, like I said, if it's just you, that family you might want more than chicken. So you will have two for dinner with spaghetti, and then the other you could take for lunch for work. And something different will come in for dinner, so you don't have to spend money. Okay? And see what I do when I'm making Italian sometimes, not all the time. I will make a semi-homemade sauce. The jar is 32 ounces. I think it's 32. The regular jar is 32 ounces. So I get tomato sauce, a big can of tomato sauce, and add that to what's already in the jar. Like I put tomato sauce first, and my seasoning. I add a jar to that to make a semi-homemade sauce. I do that. And be it spaghetti or chicken parm, scotch and peppers, goo. And so that's what I made for Sunday's dinner. And I got the family size bread. And I made the chicken parm. Now, Tuesday's meal was fettuccine alfredo chicken. And I had the thinly sliced breast. And it was, I think it was about in the family pack. I think it's about maybe 6 or 7 the most that you of the thinly sliced chicken breast you can get in the family pack. And I'm like, okay, I'll cut that into small pieces. And I use jarred sauce, alfredo sauce, but I add to that jarred sauce. And what I did was, got the grated parm, made my pasta, took the pasta water and the grated parm and a sauce out of it. And I normally don't do it this way. This is what I did Tuesday. The grated parm, turned it to the pasta and made like a sauce out of it. And then add the jar sauce to that sauce. Do the alfredo. The pasta, heavy cream, and the parm, and I make a sauce out of it. But Italians, they make fettuccine. This is what Italians say. They don't use heavy cream making the sauce for the fettuccine. They do exactly what I did. Is they take the pasta water with cheese and stuff together to make the sauce, and they add noodles, plus the noodles. And that's what piece they do. They don't add. The reason I like doing it when I do that, I use the heavy cream because on its own. Because remember, that's what you use to make the cream. So it's up on its own. And the pasta water has starch and the pasta in it, so starch is a thickener. Like flour, right? You use flour to make a gravy. It thickens up. Once you use, it thickens up. Same thing using cornstarch, with cornstarch slurry, once it heats up, it'll start thickening. So when I'm normally take the cream, the cheese, the pasta, make the out of that, the noodles, the chicken. Sometimes I add broccoli, sometimes spinach. And, yeah, so
I made it, the pasta water with the cheese, got into sauce, added the jar, got the sauce the way I wanted it. I mixed it with the noodles, and I added the chicken and the broccoli. I wouldn't say a one pot dish, but you save the pasta water. Pasta out, add the ingredients, make the sauce, put the sauce, one pot. If you're going to finish, add the spinach so it can work. You do broccoli. Put the broccoli, instead of leaving it the way it is, that big hunk of broccoli, I defrosted it a little, frozen broccoli. I defrosted it a little bit. I blanched the pot. But I cut it into like quarters. I cut it into smaller squares of broccoli. So I have to use bags. I needed one. But I cutting it down, I had enough in one bag. With the meal. Did you think it would be better if it was freshly grated Parmesan? You get the Parm on sale, or you get a block of Parm and shred it yourself. And do what I did, like that, the possible, I think it would work better. Because these already grated cheeses in the jar, because I was making the sauce, I think cheese was sticking to the bottom of the pan, but I'm like, it shouldn't be sticking to the bottom of the pan, because I'm going to, it's supposed to, the water is supposed to turn it into sauce. But it did turn into sauce. And so what I did was once the sauce was made, I put it in the pot, in the broccoli, mixed it all up. My nephew made Alfredo sausage. He said one day he wanted to make sausage for dinner. And skeptical, but I looked at it, if it really was a dish. If I look at it and then nothing comes up, then he created it. Like, when you're in the kitchen cooking and you're thinking of, You get in the mind, you know what, I want to put these two together. Like two things you normally want to put together, you want to put them together. Look at it, search, Google, and just see what is really a dish. Right? Google it to see if it's really a dish. A recipe with that name comes up. And if it doesn't, that means you created it. If no recipe comes up, that means you are the creator of that dish. Because I'm doing that. I have putting things together that I know I'm going to put together. And waffles is a thing. Right? We know waffles is a thing. Right? But what if you do the waffles and you do some other type of chicken? Or, like, for the IHOP, IHOP doesn't have chicken.
and waffles because they're pancake place. It's chicken with pancakes. It's not waffles, it's chicken with pancakes. They probably tell so people love chicken and waffles. Because we're the pancake, why not do chicken with pancakes? Just like you chicken and waffles, it's pancakes. So yeah, you know, and it turned out good. If you like have a thought, but you say to yourself, these two don't go together. That you say Mexican and Italian don't go together. Right? You say, well, I like lasagna, and I like Mexican. How can I combine the two? Well, you make a Mexican lasagna. I've seen recipes where they use actual lasagna noodles. I've seen recipes where they use the actual tortillas to make the lasagna. You make your meat. You're gonna do tacos, and for your sauce question, you're gonna use anchovy sauce. Sauce portion of the lasagna, you're gonna use anchovy sauce. You can use the green one or the one, whichever you like. You can use that. So, that's similar to ricotta. You use that cheese because it's similar to ricotta. Use that cheese, and then you would use. Which other cheese they have that's similar to mozzarella, you would use that to make your lasagna. Right? I have made, when it comes to breakfast, I'm getting creative, right? The Mexican lasagna. Like, I've done breakfast quesadillas, breakfast burritos, I've taken waffles, using them as bread to make a sandwich. I've taken waffles. I've taken waffles and using it as burger buns. And for those who like ramen, another person who like ramen, you don't have to eat ramen the way it's meant to be eaten, like a soup. I've taken ramen, turning into something totally different. So, I love cooking with beans, and one day I took a can of beans, diced tomato, turned diced tomato, black beans, and corn. And I put in that I think leftover meat. I can't remember. There was like any leftover meat I had, I used as the meat. No, I remember it, chopped hamburger. Because we went to the supermarket and bought hamburgers to have for dinner. And then we bought it to fall apart. Like, you know how you make the burger? They have papers that went apart, take the paper, go cooking, the burgers apart. What I did, took the hammer, chopped it up, had the black corn and the tomato, chopped it up, made the ramen you would normally ramen, and add the seed packet to it. So I treated the like it was put it baby. I saw that. He's like, this is good. This is, they were making jail. But I didn't have time for it. But if you did, I was like, the ramen and spaghetti. But you don't know beans spaghetti. As far as ramen, I've combined ramen with another soup. So for those who like chowder, the corn and the ramen noodles and chowder. And I had one made it, I had chicken from leftover, had some chicken to it, chicken corn. Delicious. It was delicious. Now you can look up, for those of you, like I said, who like the or whatever, look up different ways to make Alfredo. And I'll give you a whole bunch of recipes with different meats you can add to Alfredo, not just chicken. No, got sausage. There's a sausage Alfredo, chicken. I don't think I would do beef. I would do these sliced chickens and do what I would do beef. But you never know, look at that. You might find Alfredo. And for those who like hand helper, you can make it yourself. All you gotta do is look at the box, right? You got the new whatever news, and tell me to use, right? So they have the design like a helper. So what you get some news, look like your news. You use that into your beef. You want to go with the sauce. You follow exactly what it says in the box, but you make it homemade. Yeah, I see time is running down, and it's time to say goodbye to all people. appreciate you rocking with your girl. Keep rocking with your girl to start a minute. Yep. The next show is the Index. You get nothing but nothing in the music. Don't know how long. You just know it's going to be great music. Listen to the show by phone by calling 845-277-356. Or you can buy a computer or your phone on the blogtalk.com to start. And you will see at the top page, it will say the name of the show, the end experience, and you will see red that says live. But you know that the show is live. And you can click on that. And this is through your phone, computer. And one thing you say right here in the station, you can call me up. 201-399-204. Or you can have road just to the head. That's up to start on 2010 at gmail.com. And it's pretty sure that everybody wrote the starting with. Like, I'll just go block my confos for the starting. And just go through the archives and shows and listen to what you listen to. The next one more of the show is, I think it's April 15th, 17th. I'm pull the calendar up the exact date. It is the 17th. The 17th is the next one more. You, the owner of the business, artist, anyone wants to promote, you call us at 845-277-9356. And you can support the station by going to me.com/RoadToStardom and make a donation. Or you can do it by Cash App, doing $RoadToStardom. You can also support us by Black Oak Crest, RoadToStardomMerch.com, and buying an item on our online store. And also, you can help the foundation by going to blackoakcrest.com and item out of my store, going to the Cash App, which is BOF Foundation, and making a donation there, or going to the PayPal, which is PayPal.me/blackoakforever, BLAKOKE. And you can that way. Appreciation. See you at the. Oh, bye-bye now. And by all my listeners have been listening lately from Russia, India, as well as Canada, United Kingdom. Like I said, on love. Bye now.